Corps Sergeant Major Elaine Maisonneuve is part of the 2025 edition of the RCMP musical Ride, and she joins us on the line today. Corps Sergeant Major, thank you very much for joining us. If I'm not mistaken here, you're not necessarily a full-fledged rider, but you're an honorary member. What does that entail?
It's a really good question. So you're right, I'm not a full-fledged member of Musical Ride, but I was appointed into my current role, which is Corps Sergeant Major, reports directly to the Commissioner of the RCMP last year at this time. And part of the role that I have is really about preservation of the history and tradition of the organization, which, as you know, has 150 plus years of history in this country. Mm-hmm. So by virtue of that appointment, I have a close relationship and connection with the Musical Ride. You may have seen recently that we received His Majesty the King to Ottawa, and the Musical Ride were there to accompany him in the landau. And so, you know, through my work, I do work closely with the household as well to organize these types of things. So with that connection provided an opportunity for me to actually learn in the past year. So in, I think it was about July last year, I decided to start learning to ride the Musical Ride horses. And about a month later, I learned that the Musical Ride was actually going to be visiting my little hometown of Donnelly in August. So I'm a real strong believer that things happen for a reason. It sort of became abundantly clear for me at that time that I needed to ramp up some training so that I could actually show up and be able to have the privilege of being in my community for this really super special event.
Corps Sergeant Major, you've had the training. Is that meaning that you're riding in Donnelly?
Well, that's my hope. I'm hoping to be able to lead the ride out for the event in Donnelly. And I'm working really hard. I've ramped up my training in the last couple of months. I go almost every morning before work to get my skills up so I'm ready to go and can actually address the crowd in Donnelly and say hello and a big thank you for what they've done to contribute to the reason that I'm here today.
Whereabouts are you stationed right now?
At the moment, I'm in Ottawa at the national headquarters.
Okay, you are in the national headquarters. Now,
Small
town areas, there's actually going to be four shows in northwestern Alberta, one in High Level, one in Lacrete, one in Fairview, and of course, one in Donnelly. In your mind, how good is it going to be home and you're going to be in our area in northwestern Alberta?
Well, it's incredibly emotional for me, and it really is like a full circle moment. Bringing the Musical Ride back to my hometown in northern Alberta at the location exactly, I think the fairgrounds are exactly where I used to spend my weekends watching the local Gymkhana there. For me, it's really very, very meaningful. This is where my roots are, where I've been shaped by my community. They supported me every step of the way leading up to a career in policing. And now that my career is sort of drawing to a close, returning here with the ride feels like a real, personal tribute to those who helped to raise me. So it's my really of saying thank you, giving back to my community who gave me so much, and to share this amazing, iconic tradition with the people who helped shape my journey. It's beyond words. It's not just a homecoming. It's a really a heartfelt moment of gratitude for me.
Sometimes you're riding in the ride, sometimes you're behind the scenes. We've already established that. I ask, how enjoyable is it to be on tour with the Musical Ride, even though the tour can be a lot at times?
Yeah, so I'm not on the tour with the ride all summer. I have a job to do in Ottawa. So my participation really in this event is Donnelly, simply through a desire to give back to my home community. For me, it's an absolute honor. You'll see through the show the precision and grace and pride of the riders and the horses. You'll see the strength and the beauty of those amazing animals. And it's the RCMP members who are the same people who serve in the communities across Canada who are temporarily assigned to this role. So it's just a rare chance, I think, for the community to connect with us as the RCMP in a meaningful way, and it's our ability to be able to share that Canadian history, the you know, the tradition that we have, and strengthen that bond, I guess, between us and the communities that we serve.
How much are you looking forward to being home?
I'm incredibly proud of the musical ride. I'm so excited to be able to accompany them into my hometown. And, you know, my house is literally down the street from the grounds where we'll have the show. I don't think you can get a greater sense of pride for any rider in the musical ride than can be felt when you're actually in your own home community. I think, again, as this I said before, it's a unique way for the RCMP to be able to give back to the communities that we serve. It's a moment of connection, a moment of pride, and something that is so truly and distinctly Canadian. I guess it's a chance for us all to come together as neighbors, and for me personally, have an opportunity to participate in my own backyard at the twilight of my career and with an amazing and diverse 27 years behind me. I couldn't be more proud. I couldn't be more honored. And I'm really looking forward to seeing all the familiar faces that I haven't seen in so many years.
Corps Sergeant Major Hélène Messineuf is part of the 2025 RCMP Musical Ride, which is coming to northwestern Alberta in mid to late August. Corps Sergeant Major, I appreciate your time, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. So great to be here and looking forward to seeing you in August.